What's up? It's Lord Mav, representing the Black Moon Pack, Black Moon Productions. I'm over here with another real nigga news, a.k.a. another don't talk, just listen. I'm doing this one from my phone, so it's going to be hopefully short, quick, sweet, whatever. So what I wanted to talk about today is, you know, the infrastructure that's being built in America and elsewhere in the world, right? So there's a lot of things within America where we try to say, or at least the mainstream thought process is, the things that can be done with this stuff, even though it can be done, it's preposterous to think that it will be done, you know? So when it comes to the conversation of guns being held by the American public, the thought is, by the mainstream people, or the mainstream thought process is that the government will never become tyrannical enough to warrant humans, or excuse me, citizens to need to hold firepower that may rival what the government has, you know? So they think that people don't need guns because it's preposterous to think that the government would do something like that, you know? And that's pretty much, it's pretty much the basis of what I'm talking about today. It's just the act of things being built or made, or specifically laws being put up, where today we'll look at it and we'll say, hey, if you believe that they're going to do this extreme with it, then you're crazy. But then later on, that's what you really need to worry about, right? So here's the thing, right? This is sparked because I started thinking about spying on people, right? The government, even if they are spying on you, it's nothing that they would be able to do with that, right? And when you think about it logically, what could they do with that? You know, you live in your life. Maybe if you're committing a crime, then they can lock you up. But we know for a fact that for some reason, right, we know that there's other ways for them to solve crimes. And they haven't really solved any crimes any more than they would have solved without the technology, right, with it. So we know that there's something else that they're looking forward to. So if you say if it's not to do anything with it logically today, then you have to say it's probably for tomorrow, right? Now here's what I see. The only thing I see happening, right? The plausible. Most people don't see effects of anything today. But we saw the way, over the last couple years, since 2016, we saw the way a person can be demonized for a couple different things, right? Now, imagine, people knew that these things were going on, but it wasn't until 2016 to where people started, like, demonizing people for being sexual predators or being creepy, you know what I'm saying? Telling certain types of jokes, all types of things, and it was all sudden, like, within the course of 1 year, a large portion of the country thought that they had the right to destroy a person's life because of something that they believe, even though they just started believing that. You know what I mean? That's the crazy part. They just started believing that. So we see that people can be manipulated into believing certain things, right? We see that the country as a whole, just like you know, I keep bringing this shit up. It was a woman that was kicked out of a supermarket. She wasn't kicked out, but she was harassed out because she didn't have a mask and people didn't want her in there. She was in a supermarket trying to buy food. She was with her kid. People harassed her out of the supermarket. And that's because of something that they were being taught in the moment, right? So we see how people can become overly zealous about a specific situation and they'll start to enforce rules upon themselves, right? We see how everything can become messed up. So I don't think we really need to worry about like Big Brother today. What I think we need to worry about is what's being clearly set up is there shall be no opposition. Once America or whoever the powers that be are decide that it's time for them to take complete control, right? Then they're going to do that, and there's nothing we could do about it. So this is what I've been thinking about lately, right? I was looking at India, and I'm like, they said Mumbai is the dream is the Indian dream. You know how you got the American dream. Mumbai is the Indian dream. But then you look at Mumbai and it's the same problem that I keep talking about with a lot of places where we have this so-called progress, but America's progress was built off the backs of slaves, which is free labor, and also stealing a bunch of stuff from a bunch of other people. Like, there's a couple other things in there that led to America being what it is today, but you need a combination of all of that for you to be successful, and a lot of these other places don't have that, so when they try to be like America, they're only able to do it halfway. So what you end up with is a situation like Mumbai, where you got the richest people in the world living right next to the poorest people in the world who are living in slums, and they over here like recycling trash by hand to try to build up $7 a day. You know what I mean? And that's crazy. And when you look at America, right? And this is the American dream, like not the dream that's given to us, that's told to us. It's the dream that they have for us, because there's a clear plan, and there's no reason why every year the upper class stays relatively the same and the middle class gets smaller and the lower class gets bigger, right? It's not the rich, it's not the upper class moving into the lower class or the middle class. They staying where they at. That's only going to change, right? The upper class is only going to change based off how many offspring those people are having. The only thing that changes is how many people are in the middle class, how many lower class people can make it there, or how many middle class people are forced to move down a class, you know? That's all it is. So if you look at it, the clear object of this situation, excuse me, the clear object of this situation is to make it like the Indian dream, which is the upper class is what it is, and there's a super large portion of people who live super poor, and they just do all the work, and we live separate from them, and it's bringing it back to the Metropolis idea, the movie Metropolis, where the rich people live in the sky and the poor people live damn near underground, where they keeping the city running. That's all they doing is keeping the city running. You know what I mean? That's Mumbai. That's exactly how they was explaining it. They said the people who are wealthy enough, they live in high rises, and the other people live close to the ground, closely packed in with each other. You know what I mean? And then you look at the trends, like slowly but surely, America alone at least is trying to turn damn near everything into a city. It seems like that's all they want, is cities all over the place. We already know that people who are richer or more wealthy, they have the areas that they can retreat to where there's more nature, right? There's less people around them, but you have to have a certain amount of money to get to that place. We're on our way to a post-apocalyptic purge type situation, right? Post-apocalyptic, I hate those words. Apocalyptic because eventually the government, and I think it's coming very soon, the government is going to take full control over our lives because they're going to deem us too dangerous. And as we see with the COVID situation, people are willing to believe anything that's given to them if it's given to them by the right sources, right? Or the biggest sources. They're gonna let the business take over. So when you look at apocalyptic movies, right, and you need to look at those movies or a lot of movies in general just to see where the mindset of the people is. When you look at the movies, business always takes over everything. So when we have a situation where dairy farmers are forced to pour out their milk, and then randomly Bill Gates goes and he buys the largest dairy farm, then you say this is weird, you know, and business is clearly taking over every aspect of our lives. Big business, not just everyday business, it's big business and people who are clearly trying to own everything. So that's how we get into the apocalyptic sense, right? Now, the purge situation is how we get there. The purge is a situation where people were so-called so mad and so destitute that they needed to get their anger out, and that's what made the country better, right? a country that led to the new founding fathers, which we know is just the new world order. Now, even in the movies, the situation is manufactured. It's not that people are angry. The government wants to enact a plan, and they're going to do that, and they're going to force people to do it. And even when they do it, they're going to fudge the numbers. So what we have now is a situation where a lot of people are angry for a lot of situations that are manufactured, right? When the government gave out a bunch of money, now I'm talking about America solely setting up the purge, right? When America gave out all of this money during the pandemic and also shut down all of the work, the government had to understand that eventually that would come back to bite us in the form of the money flow being stopped. So now you have to print more money. Therefore, the money will be worth less. Therefore, we would be leaning towards a recession or depression because our money isn't worth enough, right? And we don't have anything to back it up. We didn't even have gold. Now you don't even have any products because you stopped the whole workflow, right? And then you gave out a bunch of money, which is going to put a strain on taxes. That's all going to cause an economic issue, right? And then they turned around and let a bunch of immigrants in the country, like willy-nilly and whatnot. So, you know, if you already have an economic issue because of certain decisions you make, then if you turn around and let more people in, then you're going to have more issues. That's like if I have 5 people to feed in my house and I have $20 and I fucked around and spent $10 doing dickhead shit for myself. Now I get back home, but on my way home, I also invited 10 more people to dinner. That don't make sense. That's exactly what our government just did. So if you turn around and you look at that, you say, okay, they're doing this on purpose and they're clearly trying to create depression type situations. But then what else did they do? They cutting down on the fire department. They're cutting down on the at least in New York. I'm quite sure it's in other places just because of our money issues, right? They're cutting down on the fire department. They're cutting down on definitely the police departments all over the country. So now there'll be less people policing the people who have been taught that the only reason they should behave is because they might go to jail. Like, imagine that. Our whole society is built off of don't misbehave because you might go to jail. And then you're going to be in detention. It's not built off behave because this is what you're supposed to do as a human. Like, go to a Muslim country. They might have crimes and shit, but you know for a fact, most people are doing such and such because they have a higher belief. Not just because they're afraid to go to jail. So when you remove the cops from that situation, people are more willing to do crime. You got everybody in the country wondering why people running up in stores and stealing everything. And they just don't care. They're not afraid. They're not afraid because they know the police presence has been downgraded. Therefore, they're probably not going to go to jail. And the country has been throwing people in jail so willy-nilly for so long that it allowed people to say, oh, the jails are overrun and they overcrowded and we need to stop locking people up so much. So they changed the laws. So guess what? Now it's a bunch of criminals out. It's a bunch of criminals. It's a bunch of immigrants. A certain portion of that is going to be criminals. And then you have our own criminals on the street. And then it's overcrowded. So then imagine this. When the money gets even lower than it is right now, that means the average everyday person is now going to become angry. Right? We love movies where people are on their last leg and they start doing crazy shit. Right? Walter White. We love to see him being on the verge of death and he's afraid about what his family is going to do for the future. So we love to watch these things because it represents us. When the money get too low, you think that people are not going to be out here trying to damn near kill each other for whatever they could get? And the government, the upper class, they still going to have everything they have now. And it's just going to be us fighting each other. It's going to be us fighting each other while a large portion of us is going to be saying, oh my goodness, I just wish somebody would come and stop this from happening right now. Whatever law you have to pass to stop this from happening. 9/11, son. Oh, they blowing up the buildings. I don't want them blowing up no more buildings. Whatever you have to do to make sure this never happens again, do it. And then we end up getting spied on. So this gets back to the conversation I'm having, which is, the spying on the situation is just being set up now so that when it's time for them to get overly tyrannical, just like why they taking away the guns, when it's time for them to get overly tyrannical, there will be nothing you can do, right? We already see how corporations are willing to set up situations to where if they have to listen to the government, they'll stop you from doing something, right? On YouTube, nobody says the words COVID. That's like Voldemort. Remember Voldemort? You can't say his name because he's going to pop up and he's going to do something bad to you. That's the government, son. You're going to get banned from doing all types of shit on the internet if you say the words COVID and they don't like the way you said it, right? So people just stop saying it all together on YouTube, at least. So we see how they willing to censor us and how we're willing to censor ourselves, right? In the future, what's that going to be used for? When it's time for people to say, hey, now listen, it's not just for fear purposes to say you can't talk about the government openly, because that's what's going to be happening, because everything is going to become conspiracy theories. Remember, conspiracy theories were said to be one of the worst things for humanity right now, because if you believe in these things, it can actually lead to deaths, right? So what you want is, you don't want to just cause fear by saying you can't talk about this and that. What you want to do is you want to make sure the next generation of children cannot believe something, because you stop people from talking about it all through their growth and development. That's what it's about. So what they setting up, because my phone is dying, this is what I got to get into. What they setting up is just, you won't be able to have a gun and you asked for it by the time they decide to be tyrannical. You won't be able to speak about what is deemed to be conspiracy theories, and anything could be deemed conspiracy theories, right? Anything. So you won't be able to even speak about government tyranny by the time the government decides to be tyrannical, right? Because of medical laws, you won't be able to get together in groups. We saw that during COVID. So everything I'm saying, imagine this all going on at the same time. You can't have a gun. You can't speak about certain topics. You can't get together in groups. You know what I'm saying? You cannot go to work unless you get certain injections in your body. Imagine all that together. That's the future. Bill Gates owning all the cows and all the food. That's Total Recall or something. Blade Runner. I'm Lord Mav. It was Don't Talk, Just Listen. You can say something now. I'm out. Peace.